While I was at the National Boy Scout Jamboree, I went by the tent for the National Eagle Scout Association, and I was talking with a father of a new Eagle Scout, and there was a famous astronaut Eagle Scout that was there, and he was telling the story of how his son was stuck at the last rank before Eagle, life rank, for a very long time. And this often happens in scouting. The young scouts get to high school, and all of a sudden, Eagle Scout is, I'll get to it later. And all of a sudden, other things become more interesting for the young boys. And it's not all that uncommon to find someone be a life scout for life. It's unfortunate, but it often happens. So this father was telling me about how he was concerned about his son, that he was seeming to lose interest, he might not become an Eagle Scout. So he asked this astronaut, famous Eagle Scout, if he would write a letter to his son to encourage him to persevere and become an Eagle Scout. And the distinguished Eagle Scout agreed that he would write to the young boy. But the letter was a bit unexpected. He wrote, "Dear Scout, I understand that you are a life scout now. Congratulations, that is a great achievement. I understand that your father is concerned that you might not make Eagle Scout. Don't worry. Only about 2% of all scouts ever make Eagle Scout. It's very hard to be an Eagle Scout, and there's no shame in not being an Eagle Scout. Life is good. It's good that you're a life scout. It doesn't sound like you have what it takes to be an Eagle Scout. So be happy being a life scout and know that you're in good company. Best of luck to you and all you do." Wasn't exactly the letter that the father expected. He's like, "It's hard to be an Eagle Scout," he told him, "and it doesn't sound like you have what it takes." Jesus today in the gospel, I think, is saying something similar to all of us. It says great crowds are coming to him, and they all seem to want to be his disciple. Just like every scout that starts out thinks, yeah, I want to be an Eagle Scout. But Jesus is giving some hard wisdom today and asking these huge crowds, "So you want to be my disciple? Let's just stop for a second. Do you think you have what it takes to be a disciple?" He has these hard sayings like, you have to hate your father and mother, brother and sister, wife and children, and even your own life to be my disciple. You have to take up your cross, or you can't be my disciple. You have to renounce all your possessions, or you cannot be my disciple. Do you still think you want to do this? Do you have what it takes to be a disciple? It's hard. And he mixes in these two little stories as an example to say, what about building a tower? Are you going to start a tower and not know if you have enough to finish? Think about how hard it was to build a tower in the day of Jesus. No steel, no cranes. It's hard. You have to plan. Can I do it? Or if you're going to go into battle. You don't go into battle without knowing, do you have enough troops to win? Jesus is asking these great crowds of people, as he asks us today, to look hard and say, so you want to be a disciple? Can you complete this tower that you're going to start? Are you going to quit halfway through? Do you have enough troops? Do you have the resources to live a lifetime as a disciple of Jesus? Because it's hard, and you need to decide if you're in or out. I love sports and competition, and one of my jobs as chaplain at Hayden High School is I go to a lot of sporting events. And I love this because athletes get what Jesus is talking about. There's no athlete that expects that somehow they're just going to show up on the football field and they're going to get a trophy. Congratulations, you came and showed up. Now, we got an extra point blocked on Friday and we didn't win. The other team beat us and we got to come back and try and do better. There's one winner. I was at the cross country meet yesterday. Cross country was my sport in the fall. You work hard in cross country. Not everybody gets a medal. Not everybody wins. You got to work hard. And no one's going to just say good job for you for showing up. Shouldn't we expect that being a disciple of Jesus would be at least as difficult as what an athlete might go through to win, as St. Paul reminds us, some earthly crown? He reminds us that life is like a race and we should run as to win, and that means hard work and discipline. I think too often we fall into this trap of thinking Christianity should be easy. Society kind of tells us that everybody, you know, make Jesus whatever you want it to be. If you don't like your church, find a new one, make your own religion, be comfortable, be happy. Jesus tells us the opposite today. He says, it is hard to be a disciple, and you may not have what it takes. I was reminded reading this of a Lutheran pastor by the name of Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Perhaps you've heard of him. He was a famous Lutheran pastor in Germany at the time of World War II. He would eventually, because of his beliefs against Nazism, flee to America. But then he had a change of a heart and said, how can I be a pastor if I'm not with my people? And so he returned to Germany and was eventually executed for supposedly plotting to kill Hitler. But right before he died, he wrote one of his most famous works, and it's called The Cost of Discipleship. And it very much reminds us about what Jesus is telling us in the gospel, because he writes that at his time, and I think it's very fitting for us today too, people were falling into the tendency to think of Christianity as easy and to think of God's grace as what he called cheap grace. He wrote this about cheap grace. He says, cheap grace is the preaching of forgiveness without requiring repentance, baptism without church discipline, communion without confession, absolution without personal confession. Cheap grace is grace without discipleship, grace without the cross, grace without Jesus Christ, living and incarnate. Grace without the cross is a lie. Jesus says this in the gospel, unless you carry your own cross and come after me, you cannot be my disciple. This is what Dietrich Bonhoeffer called costly grace. But it's the grace that God gives to us that is so worthwhile. As any athlete who wins can tell you, it's worth the effort to stand there victorious after giving everything you've had. Jesus asks no less of us. As we celebrate this Labor Day weekend, we honor hard work. We need hard work, but we also need to rest in God. And so on this Labor Day weekend, we recognize the balance, the hard work of being a disciple and the joy of resting on the Lord's Day today, to know that we already share a little bit in that victory. Because the truth is, we do have the resources to build this great tower because God builds it with us. And we do have enough troops to advance against the enemy, the devil, because Jesus marches with us. If we have that, we have all we need. The question is, are we really willing to be a disciple, to do the hard work that we might enjoy the victory? Are we willing to carry our cross and come after Jesus and truly be his disciple?